Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America, and welcome to everybody out there. Welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. I'm your guest host, Kyle Warren, sitting in for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, the host of the Captain's America radio program, of course, as we broadcast on this weekend edition live from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station by way of Southern California this morning. And we're broadcasting, of course, from Studio E. That's the Moss Family Automotive Studio to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country, as well as around the world, and via the internet and via the satellite, of course, via the GCN network. Now, as all of you know, we want to give a special shout out to all of our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, and of course our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, keeping America rolling along, we appreciate and salute all of you, especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, the men and the women out there getting the job done, our UPS, our FedEx drivers, the bulk mail center haulers, and, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go so that we can get to go where we need to go, and, of course, our Amazon warehouse workers that are listening, and Amazon drivers delivering their packages all across the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find Captain Matt Bruce on MeWe, on Gab, True Social, Getter, and we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget the website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And, of course, our temporary call-in line this week, as we're broadcasting from Southern California, and that is simply 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212 if you'd like to call in and opine, especially if you have a question for our guest here in this first part of the program this morning, our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you. And are you ready to say the pledge and we'll get down to biz?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go.
Sure.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, as you know, folks, Captain Matt Bruce always emphasizes those two words, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Denise, so much more to talk about. We talked a little bit about right before the top of the hour about President Biden and his Oval Office address to the people. But certainly we're finding out more now about this source in the document that the FBI has that has to do with this allegation that then Vice President Biden allegedly took part in a bribery scheme for policy decisions to the tune of about $5 million. We're finding out more about this highly credible source, aren't we?
We are. We have a program in the United States through the Bureau, and it's actually there, it goes through a lot of agencies, but it's called legal attachés. And, often we have FBI agents that, work or go to foreign destinations, as part of an investigative, process. And not only do they, we have foreign agents and, I mean, agents in foreign countries, but we also, hire and use foreign sources or domestic sources and have them go. This particular 1023 appears to be, a condition that dealt with Ukraine. And apparently Senator Chuck Grassley has actually already seen the document. Now, how he has seen it, we don't know, but I have my suspicion that this confidential source is a former FBI agent, possibly assigned to the legal attaché in Ukraine, and a document or a description or communication was actually provided to Rudy Giuliani, because remember, he had gone over to Ukraine to investigate some of this nonsense with Hunter Biden and the Bidens and Burisma.
Right.
And remember that the FBI unannounced raided Rudy Giuliani's home and office and took all of his hardware. So I think through that is the reason that Senator Grassley has already seen the document.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so apparently Christopher Wray is coming over to the House on Monday. They will be in a skiff, and the document will be provided to Comer and to, gosh, I don't know who else, but one other person, a Democrat.
Yeah, that's right.
And it'll be interesting to see how much is actually redacted.
Well, see, that's going to be the key, isn't it? Because it's not a classified document. Obviously, you don't want to reveal names or things like that that might get somebody, on somebody's radar where they shouldn't be. But overall, the whatever's alleged in this document is pretty earth-shattering, don't you think?
I do.
Okay, of course. All right, folks, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We hear the music coming up. And when we come back, folks, we'll have more with our friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. Stay right there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, you are. The Captain's America Third Watch radio program weekend edition rolls along your radio dial. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce, of course. And in just a few moments, we're going to get right back to our special guest, our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And we have a few more things to ask her about as we go through the program this morning. But first, I want to let you know that this portion of our program and our conversation with Denise Simon is being brought to you by our friends over at GEICO. That would be GEICO Insurance, of course, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And you want to head over to their website, GEICO.com, and take advantage of their price comparison. You simply enter the vehicle that you own, whether you have a car or a truck, and you put all that together, and you're going to see a comparison of the kinds of what you can have coverage for based on what you have coverage for right now with your current provider and see how much money you can save. So it's really a great deal. You definitely want to go over there and try this out. Additionally, if you have a motorcycle or a boat or an RV, you can bundle everything together and see how much money you're going to save. And you're really going to start saving money when you do things like bundling your house. If you have a condo, an apartment, or any of these kinds of properties, bundle all that together. You know, everything's at a different rate, but once you put all that together, you might see that you're going to save some money. And if they can do that, they're definitely going to save you money on this stuff. So go to GEICO.com, that's G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, and do the comparison test today and save. All right, right back to our special guest, Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com. Welcome back, Denise.
Hey, thank you.
All right. Well, you know, you and I were talking during the break, and one of these things, of course, that we wanted to talk about was this idea. We've got these the story about these Chinese spies, quote-unquote, that actually disguised themselves as tourists and tried to get into U.S. military bases in Alaska. That sounds pretty nefarious.
Well, yeah, but it's not a new condition. And it's happened, you know, a handful of times. So the question then becomes, when, this is happening on a military base, so when is it that the Pentagon is going to go over to the White House and say, hey, you know, we got this issue here. This needs to be resolved. And the way you necessarily resolve it is you probably work a little bit harder at not issuing, doing the background, and not issuing travel visas to, you know, the Chinese. You know, maybe that can necessarily help that situation. If the FBI literally opens a case, a Chinese investigation every 12 hours, that's Christopher Wray's testimony, often. There is actually a specific tab category on the FBI website, the China threat.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think that we would be working just a little bit harder for national security? Especially after testimony, especially, you know, after knowing that he's got the Bureau opened the case every 12 hours. I mean, what are we doing?
Good question. Well, of course, and it begs the question, all the stuff that we hear about with Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, China, money, and all this stuff, you know, it starts to, you know, if this was any other president, or let's just say a Republican president, you might say the media and the Department of Justice might be saying, well, wait a minute, you know, what's going on here? You know, the entrenched Washington bureaucracy would say, hey, maybe where there's smoke, there's fire.
Well, look, I've said it often. The White House under the national security team, which included in a presidential daily briefing. I mean, we have got to be out of our minds for, how do I put this, the vulnerabilities and the exposure that we have here. I mean, it's really outrageous.
Exactly.
The vulnerabilities and the avoidance of wanting to tighten up our national security apparatus, and that includes everything, including Chinese spies, Russian spies, espionage, cyber, southern border. I mean, we have become so, they used to say, pre-9/11 mentality, that we're in a dangerous place. So, how come it is that a lot of us outside the Beltway, just regular citizens, seem to be more concerned about this than the national security apparatus or this White House?
Well, I think you bring up a really, really good point. And you're conveying, I think, the sentiment that I think a lot of people out there have, because it's an obvious threat. It's obvious. China's obviously a geopolitical rival. China's working towards trying to spread its own influence in the world. They definitely want to get natural resources, and they want to do everything to supplant the United States, sort of being the leader of the free world as it's known, but basically try to tear down the United States' influence, and we're not doing a whole lot about it, it seems like.
The Chinese Communist Party, Beijing, has a program called Elite Capture. Now, what is that? Well, elite. So they have designated elite people, whether it be in government, whether it be in corporations, whether it be in lobbyists, you know, whether it be in cyber or whatever. And what they necessarily do is reach out to these people that the Chinese Communist Party has designated, and they capture them. How do they do that? Well, they introduce themselves. They say, you know, we need your help. They may pay them. They may give them, you know, some other kind of benefits in exchange for policy decisions, access, information, that kind of thing. That's precisely what they have done with the Biden crime family.
That is
elite capture.
That is really something. Yeah.
Ellie Crane, who is a newly minted congressperson out of Arizona, he actually was part of a questioning of a committee in the House about a week ago, maybe a week and a half ago. And one of the witnesses was an FBI special agent. I didn't get to see the whole thing, but I saw where he specifically asked her as a special agent, do you know what elite capture is? And her answer was no. So he read the specific definition of what elite capture is. And she said she was still not familiar with the term, but she knew the tactics. Okay. So the FBI opens a case every 12 hours dealing with the Chinese. They have a specific tab on their website, the China Threat. So Christopher Wray's got to go because obviously every single person in the bureau that has to deal with cases as a special agent should know every single thing there is to know about the tactics of the Chinese Communist Party. And obviously they don't, as admitted by this special agent that was under testimony last week.
Yeah, that's huge. Yeah. That's terrifying, and it's alarming. Yeah.
Well, yes. Where's the training? Where's the PowerPoint presentation? Where are the Zoom meetings? Where are the internal memos about what China is all about? They have other programs. They have the Confucius Institute. They have the Thousand Talents Program. And those are the things that we know about out here. Can you imagine what we don't know about?
Well, exactly. And I think one of the big issues here is that China can act with a singular purpose. They have a mission, and they dedicate all this stuff to that mission. And that's something maybe we got to get reminded of over here in the West. Yeah.
There is not a person, a Chinese person, in the United States under a visa that's not under the control of the party.
Very, that's alarming, and in the extreme. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again on Monday morning.
Yes, have a great weekend. Thank you. Well done.
Thank you, Denise. Have a great weekend, too. Take care. Folks, Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. We're going to be right back right after this short break with lots more here on the Captain's America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is praising leaders from both parties who came together to pass a debt ceiling deal in Congress. He said he'll sign the bill on Saturday. But he also wanted to stress an important priority for him going forward. Quote, tax cheats.
Republicans may not like it, but I'm going to make sure the wealthy pay their fair share.
In his first address to the nation from the Oval Office, the president said the recent budget agreement was critical and the stakes could not have been higher. America's credit rating may still take a hit despite Congress passing that deal. Credit ratings agency Fitch said Friday it will keep the nation's AAA rating on its negative watch list, with a decision on a possible downgrade in late September. The agency expressed concern about repeated political standoffs around the debt limit and last-minute suspensions. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce as we race through and rocket through this weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Glad to be with you, of course. And don't forget the call-in number if you'd like to call in and opine is 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. And I want to let you know that this portion of our program is being brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. That's the National Aviation Academy in Clearwater, Florida, and also in Concord, Massachusetts. You can visit naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And you can find out all about aircraft maintenance and the programs that they have. And, you know, aircraft maintenance technicians are in very high demand, and they absolutely are ready for you to come in and start a whole new career, a whole new way of life, and they will teach you. And we talked to Bo Browning just last week from the NAA, the National Aviation Academy, and really the opportunities are really quite good, and so you definitely want to check them out. Visit naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Of course, they're in Clearwater. They're also, that's Clearwater, Florida, and of course, Concord, Massachusetts. So check them out. Well, speaking of Clearwater, Florida, we have James from Clearwater. He's holding on the line. And good morning, James, and welcome to the program.
Morning, Kyle. You're doing a bang up job there, and they're sitting in the chair.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
It's noticeable. Listen, and of course, most people know that a bunch of us get together with the captain on Tuesdays over at Mission. And one of my friends, disabled Vietnam vet, just had all this stuff coming in. He just shook his head, and he said, there's one thing that they're going to be sure of. Biden's going to run. Biden's going to win. And everything around him, they're going to make sure he wins. And I go, what? Why makes you so sure? He says, it's the only way he'll stay out of jail. If Biden goes down, Hunter goes down, all the people around them go down. There's a whole bunch of people going to go down a hole. But if he's president, he can give them all presidential pardons before he goes.
Very interesting. Yeah, very interesting indeed. And I think another reason why they would want Joe Biden to win is because they can kind of control Biden. You know, Biden kind of doesn't know, you know, which way to go. You know, he reads the teleprompter and everything. And I'm not trying to be mean-spirited, but he doesn't seem like he's the one in charge, but he can sure sign a presidential pardon. You're absolutely right about that.
You heard us, a robo-cop. Now we got a robo-president, but who is pushing the buttons, who's to say?
Well, no, they exactly right. Because, you know, I don't think anybody had this notion in their mind, this picture in their mind, that Joe Biden went into the negotiations for the debt ceiling deal, rolled up his sleeves and sharpened his pencil and got out his yellow legal size pad and said, okay, where are we going with this? Nobody had that picture in their mind because they don't think that he has a grasp of the real details that are going on.
Now, yellow legal label pad might be too big. I think it's to his balance. So he has to get a 3x5 note out instead.
That's right. Well, he does love the note cards. There's no doubt about that. But definitely, no. I think they see a lot of things starting to unravel. Certainly with the Hunter Biden investigation, and now with this FBI form that's there. I mean, yeah, it can start looking pretty bad. But of course, hopefully the voters are going to look at all this and say, okay, we've had enough. You know, we've had enough of all the stuff going on. We got to try to put things back the way that they were, even just for the economy.
You know, all that doesn't matter if we don't get out in enough numbers that'll surpass their cheating. I met a guy this 3-4 days ago from New York, living in Florida now here, knew kind of the stuff that President Trump did up there, and he had a family member that was suffered hurt or lost because of it. And every talking point that was coming across CNN, the grabbing, documents that were supposed to be classified and then strewing them around. And, you know, all of us just laugh about it because you know the story. But absolutely rabid. You don't even try to talk sense into them or give them facts or anything, because that's just a closed door that will never open. And that's going to be an unknown factor in what's out there. And I think, I hope Mr. Trump's people are listening to this, is fifth grade schoolyard name calling and belittling people is beneath that. Yeah, it was fun and it might have had some effect, but his fighting stance is what won, and he fight as an adult. You don't fight as a little kid, you know, throwing names.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you mentioned that, James, because even Governor DeSantis was able to punch back pretty good, metaphorically, of course. He was able to punch back pretty good by saying, it's juvenile. Because he was asked, you know, specifically about President Trump sort of making fun of his name, calling him everything other than. And then also Trump, Asia Hutchinson may not have a ghost of a chance at this point, but he says, I'm just going to call him Ada. And, you know, so I'm so glad you're mentioning this, because this is what I'm hearing from just about everybody that I talk to. They don't like the idea of the name calling.
That is. Juvenile is absolutely the right term. It's textbook juvenile. And people just do not want to see that in the presidency. If he takes that out, I'll tell you, he'll eliminate about 80% of the opposition people have to him. I'm serious. And I think you feel it, too, hearing the callers around that you do.
Yes, and I think you're right. Yeah.
Doesn't mean he's not a fighter. Doesn't mean he has to fight less. Yes, fight smarter. I mean, you got somebody coming at you with a 2x4. You don't want to put a little toothpick up to block it. You come up there with a 4x6 and let it have it.
Well, sure, sure. But he definitely, Trump, that is, has to make sure that his image is going to be somehow revamped a little bit. But you're right. Keep the fighting and being able to say, look, we have to deal from a position of toughness. We have to take care of what's happening in Ukraine. We have to make sure China doesn't move against Taiwan. We have to make sure that we're getting our economy back together and we get our energy prices down. So, I mean, he has so much to choose from. But the off-putting factor is the thing that could really bring him down.
Absolutely. The one thing, if I were running his ads, I think your Salem might even have it. You send a number in, and they send out a list of everything this guy's done. And this one time was called Trump Sell. And I was on about 60 different pages of just one-liners of everything this man has done. Positively for the country. Little tiny regulations up to major things canceled, built, whatever else. And all they had to do is just, as he's talking out there, have a rolling screen of the things that he's accomplished or just the ads themselves. In the first 3 months, he did this, boom, boom, boom.
That's right.
And you don't have to get negative on anybody at all. Just say, hey, here's what I've done. No.
Yeah,
I'm
so glad that you're saying this because, yes, it would talk about running on his record, and then parallel, you could run the Biden, quote-unquote, accomplishments, which are the anti-accomplishments, I think people really will see a real stark contrast. And so based just on that alone, Trump should be able to do very well, again, given these personality issues that he might be able to deal with, or the GOP candidate will be able to say, here's the way it could be, here's the way it is, and if you keep Biden, it's going to get worse.
The best example of this would be, and I didn't know it was that extensive, he had those economic zones in the poor areas of the country. These people are living in, they call them food deserts because there's no store around them forever.
Right.
And you set these things up, tax breaks, go in there, get your little grocery stores, make life easier for everybody else. 9,000 of them.
Wow.
Biden shut down everyone.
Yes, well, exactly.
And now you know what's happening to San Francisco and elsewhere. They're begging for this stuff here, and they're just ripping it out of their neighborhoods.
Yep. Well, James in Clearwater, thank you so much for calling. We're coming up here on the break, I just want to thank you again for calling. It's been a great pleasure talking with you this morning.
Sure, and Captain, if you're listening, we got your six, and stay low.
Absolutely.
Don't give up on the power of prayer, because it's working on you, bro.
It really, really is. All right, folks, we're coming back here in just a few moments. Thanks again, James. Take care. And we're coming right back here, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Strolling across your radio dial, Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. There's a lot more right after this break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. The Captain's America Third Watch radio program rolls along. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce this morning on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. So you may be hearing this program live. You may also be hearing it some other time during the weekend as it's played on some of the different affiliate stations. And so wherever you are this weekend, whatever day it is, Saturday or Sunday, we hope that you're having a great day. We hope that things are going well. And we're glad to be able to spend a little bit of time. And thank you for spending some time with us here on the program. That was a great call last segment. That was James in Clearwater, and he brought up again something I think that's incredibly important having to do with this Republican primary, and that is, of course, Donald Trump is far and away right now the favorite, at least in terms of the polls, but we're hearing this chorus about Trump. We're hearing this chorus about some of the, not just the mannerisms, but the actual name calling and things that happen like that. And so we found this clip here. This was from WTSN host Jack Heath talking with Ron DeSantis, asking him about President Trump doing things like making fun of his name or mangling his name or coming up with sort of these memes for his name, this kind of thing. Let's listen and hear Governor DeSantis' response, because they know it was coming, number one, in the sense that Trump is going to come up with a pet name for you, he's going to do this and that. I mean, that's fairly predictable. So Governor DeSantis, I think, very adeptly dealt with this issue when asked that question. Let's listen in.
Commenting on, it's like fixated on your last name, whether it's DeSantis, 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 he keeps coming at you. What's your reaction to attacks like that, even on your name? Do you think that's sort of beneath the former president, or is that what you expect?
I think it's so petty. I think it's so juvenile. I don't think that's what voters want. And honestly, I think that his conduct, which he's been doing for years now, I think that's one of the reasons he's not in the White House now, because I think he alienated too many voters for things that really don't matter. So I don't get in the gutter on any of that. Now, look, we do have substantive differences, and I think President Trump did a lot of great things, and I still give him credit for the great things he did, but he's attacking me on policy where we have a disagreement, and I'm the one that's in the right on this. For example, he's saying Governor Andrew Cuomo in New York handled COVID better than Florida did under my leadership, and yet people fled Cuomo's lockdowns to come to Florida by the tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands.
So there you have Ron DeSantis, Governor DeSantis, again, reiterating this idea. And, you know, when I heard President Trump say that about COVID, somehow Ron DeSantis didn't handle it quite as well as Cuomo did. That perked up my ears as well, because it just didn't ring true. And so, you know, I think Trump can talk about COVID. He can talk about how things were handled and so forth, but I didn't think that was the right line of attack against his political rival now, Ron DeSantis. Only because it simply serves to try to build up this cage match thing that has been constructed by the left and by the news media, that they want them to be sort of at each other's throats. But they can be rivals, and they can discuss these policy issues, and that's fine. But by simply tearing each other down in that way, which I don't think DeSantis is really getting involved with this. And again, I think he's being very smart with this. He's being very, very smart indeed. But, and in fact, the other day, and we had a clip earlier in the week with this here on the program, is that he said, "I'm saving my fire for Biden." And that's exactly what the GOP, what this whole field should be doing at this point. Yes, they got to make a splash. Yes, they got to differentiate themselves from the other candidates. And when Chris Christie really does get into this race, when Mike Pence is in this race, it's all going to continue to start all over again. But the GOP really does need to have a unified message. And, you know, we talk about messaging all the time, and really more or less in a negative connotation when it comes to the Democrats, because they just want to message everything. If you went outside and it was a particular type kind of day, then they could message to you, no, you're not seeing the sunshine today. It's gloomy. And everybody and all the media would chime in, another gloomy day today there. And that would, they really do believe, I'm sort of oversimplifying, obviously, but they really do believe that if they say it enough, then it's going to finally permeate and it will convince you, and then everybody will just sort of go along with it. Well, those days, I think, are really drawing to a close. They're really drawing to a close, insofar as that they can't message you out of the idea that fuel prices are low. Or they may say, well, fuel prices have come down. And Karine Jean-Pierre can stand there at the White House press briefing room and speak the sacred words of the sacred binder. And she can say things like, well, the gas prices have come down. Yeah, but they're still unbelievably high. So, again, it's the way that you try to frame it. But they're out there trying to do that, but people can look outside their window. They look at their bank balance. They know how much it costs to go to the grocery store. Certainly if they want to take their family out to eat, or if it's a special occasion, they get sticker shock. And it's completely understandable. So the message I'm talking about for the GOP has got to be hammering away at all the stuff, just like we were talking about with James the caller last segment, you know, hammer away at all the accomplishments that happened under the last administration, and then also all of the stuff that Biden has absolutely destroyed. And the Democrats are not going to be able to message their way out of it. Now, there's something else that's going to be afoot here as well, and that is, just like we saw in the midterm elections, the issue of abortion is going to become much more amplified as we go into the presidential election. In fact, Tim Scott the other day was just asked whether or not he would sign a 6-week abortion bill similar to what's happened in Florida and also in other states as well, at least one other state. And so he tried to kind of avoid that. Now, watch for this to be really brought into the fore, because the Democrats know that they made a big push during the midterms to go on and on and on about abortion. Certainly the Supreme Court decision sort of set all that up. Lindsey Graham came out and then started talking about stuff like that. And it was kind of like that also did help the left to be able to really milk that for all that it was worth. But I'm saying, and of course, you know, we can talk about the moral implications and the moral issues surrounding abortion in and of itself, but the Democrats use it as the message, and they were able to successfully camouflage everything else that was happening and simply turn it into the message about the abortion issue. And that clouded a lot of the issues that really should have been front and center and should have caused that so-called red tsunami that everybody was expecting, because they were expecting it based on the idea that the economy and other state of affairs in the world was going to be the overarching issues. So all I'm saying is the GOP needs to make sure that it has its central message, that it's able to punch through this notion that it's going to get clouded up again by the Democrats and the far left and the media. And if they do that and they know this early on, then I think that they have a good chance of being successful. And at the same time, too, I think you heard Governor DeSantis earlier talk about ballot harvesting, saying that, you know, we're going to have to actually go out and start doing this kind of stuff. Because why? Because now it's in the equation. It's in the equation. And if you don't have your own now ballot harvesting sort of system running and so forth, you're going to get clobbered by the Democrats and their ballot harvesting system. It just goes on and on. So, and he also said something else. We'll sort of close out this hour here on the program, this morning. Ron DeSantis, another great thing that he said, and that is, you got to win. If you want to make all these changes, you want to get in there and you want to get down to biz, you got to win. And that, my friends, that's the long haul. That is the long haul that has to happen. I think it can happen whatever GOP candidate that we wind up with here, whoever's able to do that. But it is not going to be easy. That is for sure. And Biden can get reelected. You know, we heard Jen Psaki earlier on the program saying, well, it's hard to make him sound extreme. Well, it's going to be easier than we think maybe to make him sound extreme again, because he's got this record. This record he can't run away from. All right, folks, Kyle Warren with you. My pleasure to be in for Captain Matt Bruce this morning, of course. Check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. You can find out more about me at KyleWarrenShow.com. Make it a great weekend. Make it a great day. We are going to see you right back here early Monday morning. Take care out there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.